Holy moly. Welcome to 2025. This is nuts. This is so totally wild. I can't believe that we are here. Well, welcome back to a brand new edition of this incredible podcast. Yes, it is going through a complete refresh, rebrand for 2025. So keep your eyes peeled because there'll be some tweaks and some changes and all of the things. But if you are looking for extras, as you know, I do an uncut list, which is a sealed section. So every week I drop an email into your little inbox and you get to have a bit of a read of all the juicy stuff that has happened during the week. So if you're not already, jump onto my Instagram or my website, CourtneyNolan.com, and join now. It's a good time. And I mean, it's the stuff that I get censored for all the time on my socials. Like just recently I did a post, and that's actually what I want to talk about today, on nudity. And all it was tanning nude with your partner or couple, like tanning nude. That was the sentence. And it got banned on TikTok. I mean, this happens all the time. So I'm kind of used to it. Doesn't make it any easier when it happens, but you know, it still happens, but it makes me sad when it does. So yeah, if you aren't already on the uncut list, go and join it now and subscribe to these podcasts, because honestly, that's the most reliable way I think I can keep in your ears and keep sharing the little nuggets. But I mean, easier is the podcast is so much fun because you can listen while you're doing something else. And if you're anything like me, it's super nice to feel like you're like listening to something that's like stimulating your brain or entertaining at the very least when you're doing the dishes or driving or whatnot. So subscribe and leave a review. I only just learned this. Like you'd think as a business savvy girl that would be something that I'd be totally across, but it's not. So please leave a review. I would bloody love it. Pick your favorite episode and share it on your Instagram. But so the post that I got smacked for was on nudity. So let's chat. Like it was TikTok. If TikTok has drama with me saying the word nude, that's wild. Imagine how that must feel in your body or just in society in general. Like nude is not a bad thing. And I understand there's like a time and a place for everything. I totally get that. But I think what I was trying to say with that post was being nude with your partner is so important. Like you think back to when you first have kids and it is like skin to skin is like the creme de la creme when it comes to bonding and experience and connecting. It is the same thing as an adult. Like skin on skin is so incredibly powerful. Seeing each other naked is like, sure, it can be erotic and sexual and everything like that, but in the most simplest way of being nude together, we can connect without even using words. Like it doesn't have to be erotic touch. It doesn't even have to be touching, but being nude is so good for your body. It's so good for your mood. It is so good for your self-esteem, your body image. And also like when I'm talking about your relationship, like it's such a nice connection. Like not everyone gets to see you nude. So by doing that and being like that with your spouse, it's so special. Like start small. If this is not something that you just have completely down pat and you've just got it nailed, then start small, like maybe in the evenings, for example, like just when you get out of the shower, don't rush to put on a dressing gown or a nightie or whatever, your old baggy tee. Like we've all got them, we love them, but it's summer here in Australia now, so we don't have to rush to put on clothes because we're freezing our nips off, but just walk around nude for a bit. Go and get something from the kitchen nude, like start small and just build on those steps, because that is what will make the biggest impact. Like when I talk about things that I think have worked really, really well with clients in relationships, this has been a game changer. It's not overhauling things to like a massive degree. It's just about starting super small. So walk to the kitchen nude. Maybe if you're starting your day, have a shower. I am seriously not a skin guru, so maybe like don't take my shit for this, but when you're putting on your moisturizer and whatnot, let it sink in without putting clothes on first. Like, let that happen. Let it sink in properly without being like, okay, I need to quickly get my clothes on now and just see how that goes. See how much better you feel about it, because being nude is like, it's a power play. It is super important and it's super, super helpful to help you feel good about yourself, to feel good about your body, to feel good in your relationship. And that is what we are all about. The little wins that make you feel incredible. And like I said, like, I get that this isn't like super normal for everyone. Like I didn't grow up in a house where we would like strut around nude all the time. Like, it just wasn't a thing. Like, we are not Meet the Fockers. Like, that is not who how I got brought up with. So, like, if you set your mind to it, it's totally possible to change shit. Like, it's so doable. You just have to decide that. And I mean, when you think about how important this is for your kids as well, like, that's unreal. Like, to show them what it looks like, what it feels like to be comfortable in your skin, to walk around, you know, without any clothes on. Like, it's amazing. So those are your sort of like takeaway points. Start small, get more comfortable with your body. And if you want the next level, like if you're like me and you're a freaking overachiever and you want to know all the things, then this is what I recommend as well. Stand in front of the mirror and choose one thing that you love about your body. Anything. It can be, I mean, shit, it can be absolutely anything. It just needs to be one thing that you love about your body and you say out loud that you're appreciating. It could be the way that your hair is growing. It could be how good your hair looks today. It could be how your skin feels on your legs. It could be how your nail polish looks in the moment. It could be how feminine you feel. It could be the weight that you are. It could be the feeling of, the way that your eyebrows are. Like, it could be anything. But instead of like constantly hating on our bodies, this small, small, small practice of looking at your body in the mirror and appreciating it is so powerful to the way that you feel, the way that you think about your body, the way that you show up. And these are all the things that I keep talking about when it comes to like the transferable stuff that we do in our private lives, in our personal lives, and how these impact our, you know, business. When you show up with more confidence in your personal life, you are guaranteed to show up with more confidence in your business. So this is the first little nugget for 2025, which I absolutely adore and I hope you do too. So please, like I said, like rate this potty because it gets it out to further ears and I love that. So yeah, welcome to 2025 Relationship Boom. It is all things fun, spicy, intimate, and uncut. So join the weekly newsletter and I will chat to you in there as well.